It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is Friday morning, 8:49. Sign wars continue. We have we put up some signs this morning, and we have posted them on Facebook. So we got hit by some yesterday. I'll just go through the ones that we have done this morning. So yesterday, Lindsay Golf Course said, "Hey, Quixie, you might have the airways, but we've got the fairways. Hit it." And so we said, "Lindsay Golf Course, you teed us off."
Bam.
Then Swope Hyundai, they said, "Hey, Quixie, don't make us tune you out." Swope Hyundai. And we said, basically, we thump. Like bass, B-A-S-S.
I think that's great because, you know, stereo.
And then E-Town Rheumatology, they said, "Hey, Quixie, we have a bone to pick with you." And we said,
by the way, there's a skeleton in the photo, which is brilliant.
Yes. And we said, that's humorous. You know,
which is, of course,
humorous bone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then McDonald's. They said, okay, so we said,
wait, let's back up. There's a bunch of McDonald's in and around Hardin County.
Right.
My assumption in my pea brain was that the McDonald's closest to us was who, in my mind, I was kind of throwing the attack at, and that that's who would respond.
Well, I think out.
But we didn't specify.
No, we just said McDonald's, and there's lots of them around here.
Yeah, and so, good. I love that.
And I mean, if we're being honest here, they hit us first.
Yes. We just didn't know it.
We didn't see it because it got lost in the, like, in the shuffle. And so it was overlooked. But so we thought we were attacking them first. And we said, McDonald's, this sign war has extra value. But they hit us first. And they said, "Hey, Quixie, do you want fries with that?"
And it was specifically the Cecilia McDonald's.
The
which
one
is,
near Central Hardin High School.
Yep.
Yes. So thank you for playing along. And then we were hit earlier this week by Darren Deckard. He works for Red River Waste. It said, "Stop playing games and come join in the fun on the truck." And we said, "Red River, don't waste our time." And Summit United Methodist Church, they say on their front sign at the church, it says, "Quixie, we didn't start the fire, but we keep it burning." And we said, "Summit, settle down, Moses." And then the city of Vine Grove, we hit them the other day, and we said, just fiddling around. And they said, "Cello, Quixie 98.3, fiddle me this. We have the Pure Prairie League performing in August. That makes us a big deal." And then we also got hit yesterday by Pilgrim Academy of Arts and Sciences. Okay. I had never heard of this
had
before.
Had not either.
So I've learned something. And it says, "Dear Quixie," quote, "summer born great," like summer born great, "you've been schooled." We said, Pilgrim Academy, bunch of turkeys. But now let's go into the conversation. You and I were trying to hash this out, how we respond to Pilgrim's Academy.
Yeah.
And so you and I went back and forth, because sometimes we don't always agree. And a lot of times we don't always agree. So we were hashing it out.
Kind of the rule of thumb with this show, it is a partnership.
It is.
Neither of us is actually in charge. And we tend to really want to agree on the content, the things we do, the things we say, activities we participate in. Same with the sign war. If one of us comes up with something and the other one just really doesn't care for it, we won't do it.
Right. We scrap it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And there is a little give. And, you know, sometimes one of us will be like, "Well, it's not my favorite." But yeah, but we'll take that.
Yeah. So typically we can come up with something fairly easy. It doesn't, you know, it's not laborious. But this one, Pilgrim Academy, they got us because you were adamant. You said, "Well, we should say something about
Sign is a blunderbuss."
And I looked at you and I said, "Oh, what?" And you said, "A blunderbuss." And I said, "I don't even know what a blunderbuss is. I have never heard of it before." And you were adamant. You were taking this one, and this one was going to go. And I was like, "What? What is a blunderbuss?" And so you had to look it up and explain what it is.
Okay, so a blunderbuss is basically the precursor to what a modern shotgun is.
Yeah.
And it's a rifled, short-barreled thing, and it looks like you've got a plunger stuck on the end of a shotgun.
Yes.
And in my mind, you see pilgrims and pirates, and you see them carrying these, and old Elmer Fudd cartoons. And if you're going to say name five things about a pilgrim, one of my top five would be the blunderbuss.
Not mine. at all.
So we did a survey around the office.
You said, I bet everybody knows. I said, I'm going to ask every single person in this office. And not a single person
had
here.
A clue.
Everybody looked at me like I had two heads. And I said, nope, Brian. It's Brian. And so we had to explain what it was to everybody. Now, we did ask Bill when he came in. Bill knew what a blunderbuss was. And I asked my husband last night, and I knew he would know. And he instantly knew. So the three people that I would have expected to know what a blunderbuss was, you, Bill, and Gary, and all three of you.
It's probably not a common thing now that you've done your research. I will acquiesce and say, you know, no, it's probably not super common.
Like my thought with the pilgrims, if you are going to say something about a pilgrim, I'm thinking rock. That's rock solid. And you were like, that is not the first thing I think of when I think of Plymouth Rock. I think of the pilgrims walking through the woods with a blunderbuss. I was like, who are you?
I mean, that's just, you know, a lot of Elmer Fudd cartoons when I was a kid. It kind of warped my brain. It's a blunderbuss of a show. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. And by the way, that is also proper use of that word.
What?
Well, the blunderbuss, of course, we talked about this last hour, is the old fluted weapon. It's a gun, precursor to what a modern shotgun would be. Terribly, horribly inaccurate. Anything beyond just a few yards. I mean, you know, you couldn't shoot a bird in a tree from across a field. They were not very accurate. But this is a primitive weapon for a primitive time. This all started because we were talking about somebody involved in the Sime War with us, this Pilgrim's Academy. And we were going to try to attack, you know, playing on the gentleman's last name, which is Pilgrim, and, you know, the Pilgrims.
Yes.
People who helped found the United States. So you were kind of like interested in what my first thought was when I picture a pilgrim in my brain.
Yeah.
And I said, well, of course, I have to use blunderbuss. And you're like, I have no idea what that is or what you're talking about. And we argued about it.
We did.
We went back and forth.
We went out of the studio.
No one in the office knew what in the world I was talking about. They'd never heard the word, didn't have a clue, except for my favorite person on the entire staff, and that's Bill Evans, because he knew what a blunderbuss was. Yeah, and he gives me my money. Mr. Evans knew that a blunderbuss was this primitive weapon. He also brought up the same thing, and my other reason for wanting to use it. A blunderbuss is a mistake or an error or something that's wrong.
That's where the word blunder comes
from. And he goes, and that's exactly what he said. And I'm like, yes, so I'm double right why this is a brilliant thing to put on the sign. And you shot it down.
I shot it down. Play on words. That was
See,
good.
There again, it's a
that
blunderbuss.
No, I mean, I would have used blunder, but a blunderbuss, I didn't even spell it right. I spelled it with one S on our prep sheet today because we were going to talk about this. And you instantly, as soon as you look at it this morning, you said, well, you didn't even spell it right. I was like, I didn't even know what it was until yesterday. How am I going to know how to spell it? So
you go home and you're relaying this story to your lovely husband, Gary, and he goes, I know exactly what a blunderbuss
is. Yeah, I mean, as soon as I said blunderbuss, he just kind of shakes his head.
He took pen to paper and drew one for
Minnie. It was a napkin.
Okay, what kind of napkin was it? Was it made out of steel?
No, it was white. A white napkin.
And those are basically paper.
But point is, he took what he had.
And he drew a blunderbuss from memory and explained it
yes,
to you.
Yes, it was a good rendering version. Yeah, rendering, thank you. Whatever that word is. It was
Words
good.
Matter. So then we argued about what would be the next thing then if it's not a blunderbuss to come up. And you're like, well, you know, this sign rocks. You know, like Plymouth Rock where they landed. And I'm like, that is not.
People are not going to think of a rock. Yeah. That's what you said. People are not going to instantly think of a rock when they think of pilgrims. I was like, what world are you living in?
Then I was convinced the next most logical thing to talk about would be they wore a lot of buckles. They had buckles on their hats, buckles on their shoes, buckles on their jackets.
You're going to need to buckle down.
Yeah, buckle down that sign or your buckle's too tight or something. And you're like, I don't think buckle is the next thing I'm coming up with. Well, you finally gave in, I think, out of just sheer total frustration and being like, exhausted with the whole
thing.
I said, fine, then turkeys.
And I did agree. You said a bunch of turkeys. I was like, I like it. That one's good.
So this is a blunderbuss of a show. It's just a big mistake. It's a mess.
No, it's not. Stop
it's full of drama. It's not good at long range. It's only good up close.
Luckily, we agree.
It's horribly inaccurate.
Most of the signs. That was like the hardest one to get to, and it was the funniest. And we worked through it. and, you know, communication. That's what we do, and we talked through it, and we got a good resolution. And now everybody knows about the Pilgrim Academy.
And blunderbusses, and buckles, and turkeys.
Oh, my.
And Plymouth Rock.